UK. Richard Armitage is here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Welcome.
Thank you.
You are in Spooks, The Impressionists. You've been in Robin Hood, Vicar of Dibley. And you're about to appear in Chris Ryan's Strike Back, which starts tomorrow night on Sky One. And man, that's a good show.
Thanks, man.
It's great. Yeah. I said earlier in the programme and on Twitter today that it's as brutal and exciting as 24.
Great.
Do you like that comparison?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I said ours is only six, so it's slightly shorter than 24.
That would have been exhausting. There's as many stunts and explosions and as much torture as there is in 24. It's as I started watching it, I thought to myself, don't make that 24 comparison. But by the end, I've seen the first two episodes, and it was inescapable in a way. And you've got the something of the Jack Bauer role, I think, in the part that you play in this.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not as familiar with 24 as perhaps I should be, but
you know enough about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're kind of looking at an action hero that is seriously flawed and getting themselves into really quite tricky situations because of that sort of error through their character, I think you're setting yourself up for quite an interesting roller coaster of a drama, really.
By the way, we should say that people can see you, and you know you're worth looking at.
So stop making funny arm gestures.
yeah, there is that. Richard's here. Go to bbc.co.uk/5live. We have these little cameras that are streaming the studio here this afternoon. We'll talk in more detail about the programme in a moment, and it's based on a book by the former SAS soldier Chris Ryan. Sky One, they're doing something interesting right now, aren't they? They're pouring millions of pounds into television shows.
Yeah, they're taking big steps forward in drama, and I think the quality of their drama programming has really leapt forward with Strike Back. I think they're making television drama which feels much more like cinema. I think they've realised that people are watching TV in a very different way. Bigger TVs, they're kind of putting the lights out, watching it like cinema. Their introduction of their HD channel, and you know, we shot on 35mm that's been translated into HD for broadcast, and you can really see the quality of that in the image and the size of the landscape on the screen. It's just all there on the screen, you know.
They had Martina Cole's The Take on Sky One that was very good. They had those Terry Pratchett adaptations as well. In the entertainment field, they had Davina's Got to Dance, which had the sort of look and scale. I'm getting the impression you didn't see that, Richard.
No, not good.
But as a program, it was good. And they're thinking, and I know this from, I've interviewed the head of Sky One before, they want to make programs that look as big as ITV shows, and they're giving them the budget. So they're doing fewer overall programs, but they're putting lots of money into the ones that they do. And so Got to Dance had the look of an ITV entertainment show about it. And this, this is big, and it's clearly expensive.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting your comparison to 24, because if this was being made in America, they would be probably trying to get 24 episodes out of it. But you know, they spent a considerable amount of money on six episodes, and I think you get six quality episodes. And actually, they're being aired as three movies back to back. So it starts tomorrow night. They show episodes one and two as a single movie. And I think
Are they going out together, those first two episodes?
Yeah, two episodes. Okay. And then each consecutive Wednesday, so it's like watching three films. And I think, you know, seeing that product, and you probably would want much more of it, but it's what you're getting. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. So, you know, it's six, you know, big budget episodes.
And obviously their thinking is that they sell it abroad, they sell it to other territories, and they look ahead, I suppose, to DVD sales as well. Because I can't imagine, simply from a Sky One broadcasting, that you're getting enough advertising money to pay for these programmes.
Yeah, I don't really know, to be honest. But I kind of think it has a broad appeal in terms of its market. I think it will probably translate quite well to an American market.
Yeah, you hope so.
Yeah, maybe.
Given that you've been in some very big shows, and are you about to shoot a ninth series of Spooks, is that right?
Yeah, we're halfway through series nine of Spooks. It's my third series.
It's your third series. Yeah. But given that you're in Spooks and you've been in Robin Hood and the Vicar of Dibley, when your agent calls and says, here's a project that's on Sky One,
yeah,
initially, do you think, you recoil a bit, do you think, oh, is that, that's not a big enough channel? And then when it's explained that actually they're really investing in these programmes, is that what makes it more attractive?
To be honest, that the phone call that came didn't start with Sky One. It started with script, character, who's producing it, and then this kind of the realisation of where it's going in terms of its broadcast became later. But I think because of the track record that you talked about, you know, the Terry Pratchett thing, movies and the Martina Cole stuff, I think, you know, Sky's very much on the map in terms of its drama. So I didn't have any hesitation at all.
Okay. Now, this Andrew Lincoln's in this as well, of course. Nice twist at the end of the second episode, which I won't explain because that would be a ridiculous thing to do. But it's good. I thought the first episode was very good. It gets even more exciting, I think, in the second one. And it is quite graphic. It's quite brutal, isn't it? It's quite harsh at times.
Yeah, I sat through it with a producer friend, director as well, who said there are moments where it's extremely shocking, and then towards the end, I think the comment came that he said I was physically palpitating, and I think that really summed it up for me, is that there are some heart-stopping moments, and then there's some moments where you really do look away. I didn't realise that until I sat down and watched it as well, but it is quite brutal in places, so I think that's probably why it's going out at 9 o'clock, okay. 2 to 11.
Let's explain what it is and what happens then. We'll play a clip here which helps explain the plot. It's called Strike Back. It is about this book by the former SAS guy, Chris Ryan. It's set in Iraq, both at the start of the invasion in 2003 and in 2010 as well. Here's a clip involving your character and Andrew Lincoln, and as I say, it helps to explain the plot.
He's suspected of masterminding a whole series of attacks on British forces, not to mention financing Ba'athist Sunni groups, including the one this man belongs to. The man these people are demanding is released from Belmarsh.
John, where are you going with all this?
If Naziri is Sword of Islam, they might still be using the original safe house in Basra.
It's been 7 years, John.
Just get me to the safe house. I can infiltrate the group. Maybe even get a Scarface.
John.
Look! Just let me find him. Let me find him. And then you can send in the lads.
Now, that's quite a pivotal scene, and let's explain what's happened there then. In 2003, John Porter, your character, an SAS soldier.
Yeah, we were involved in a hostage extraction, and Porter failed to kill a 12-year-old suicide bomber who was roughly the same age as his daughter. And that suicide bomber suspectedly killed two of his colleagues and put a third colleague in a coma. 7 years later, John is back trying to regain his position, because that decision caused him to lose his job. So he comes back to, he sees that Scarface is the suicide bomber, and he sees him 7 years later and he recognises him as part of a hostage take.
He's on the news, basically,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's on the news. And he goes in and tries to get Collinson, played by Andrew Lincoln, to allow him to infiltrate this group of people that have kidnapped a Sky journalist. And obviously, because he's been decommissioned, he won't do it. But Collinson has a different agenda because he knows what really happened with that suicide bomber and the death of his team. So, and that's a story which is going to run through all six episodes.
Okay, and he gets to use the nice phrase, he gets reactivated. He's essentially been a security guard, hasn't he, for a few years?
Yeah, he's been down on his luck.
Gets reactivated as an SAS soldier and goes back to Iraq to try and rescue this journalist who's been kidnapped by Scarface, his suicide bomber that he met all those years ago. And this is where it gets a bit Jack Bauer-like. He essentially goes it alone.
He goes in as a one-man mission, but he's sort of winging it on his own. He's called Bravo Team, which is sort of off the radar, really. No one ever thinks they're going to have to send him in because they think they've got a lead, and they send in a proper team and they think they've sorted it all out, and it's a booby trap. And so he's the last man standing, and it's like, okay, he doesn't get permission. He just gets in a Land Rover, drives off to find this safe house, and he's on his own.
And he gets in there. At one point, he has a tooth extracted. Someone gets a hand chopped off. So there's a lot of laughs. A lot of laughs in there.
Yeah.
Let's take some travel. We'll come back and talk some more. Richard Armitage is here. Any questions? 85058, bacon@bbc.co.uk. You can ask him about Spooks or Robin Hood or the Vicar of Dibley, whatever you fancy. It's 16 minutes past two. Louise Perry.
Thanks, Richard. The M3, one lane's closed southbound junctions 4A to 5. That's Farnborough and Hook because of a broken down lorry. The M4, we've got one lane closed eastbound 25 and 24. That's Carlion Road and Caldra. That's also due to a broken down vehicle. The